correspondent Gisum Shahmadi, who's been covering these anti-U.S. Demonstrations. Of course, there's also been a death that happened, of which she's going to expand on more, this being the hour after the Friday prayers. Well, Gisum, we're back to you, and tell us now what is happening there on the street.
And a declaration that's being read out loud condemning the United States for meddling in Middle Eastern affairs simply because they're trying to preserve their own interests in the region. Now, in order to find out more and find out what brings the Iranians out today on the streets and in the Iranian capital, Tehran, in Revolution Square, I'm joined by one of the demonstrators who is going to tell us why he's here.
For the last 50 or so years, United States government and English government have using conspiracy and all sort of tricks against the Muslims in Iran and especially in the Middle East. And we are really sick and tired of this. Our people are angry about this and supporting the revolution, Islamic revolution, and the freedom fighting all over the Middle East and in the Muslim world.
Thank you very much, sir. Well, Behrouz, just as you saw, everyone here is saying the same thing, and they're demanding the United States and the Western countries, basically, to leave the Middle East alone.
Thank you very much, Gisum Shahmadi. We appreciate that. That's the demonstrations that are taking place. We just heard the sentiment of an Iranian there. Stay with us. We're going to go for a quick pause, and we'll be back with more coverage of events that are unfolding in the Middle East and more.